Hey, this is Lexi. Book me for singing, songwriting, vocal production, engineering, and lessons through social media at LexiATL, email at LexiSolo@gmail.com, text at 404-692-1299, or go to my website, LexiATL.com. Right now, you're tuned into my podcast, Lex Chat, a show dedicated to music and entertainment, where we talk about the industry and the business, and we help each other to become better artists and better creatives. You can catch these chats live on Instagram at LexiATL, that's at LexiATL, to be part of the conversation, or catch the replays on YouTube and podcast platforms. Wherever you're watching or listening, please like, subscribe, follow, and engage with the content by leaving comments and reviews. This week on Lex Chat, let's chat about the reason why you should always be working when doing music as a career. To put this very plainly, the answer is because life be lifin'. Because life, that's it. That's the podcast. Stuff happens and things can delay a release all the time. That's why you cannot and should not ever expect one song or project to pop off, at least not in the way that you want it to or expect it to, right? So I want to give you some specific examples from my own experiences with this. If this sounds like a topic you'd be interested in chatting about, stay tuned. Play dumb games, win dumb things. Let them think they still win it. Niggas wanna play, let them play, don't kill it. You ain't gotta say shit, they gon' feel it, yeah. Play dumb games, win dumb things. Let them think they still win it. Niggas wanna play, let them play, don't kill it. You ain't gotta say shit, they gon' feel it, yeah. Why you put a nigga on your stories, huh? Internet fiends, no worries, huh? Bitch, I'm in the bed, got them laying, huh? I see you like games, let's play it, You could post up, talk shit. You just mad cause you ain't that bitch. Damn, he fucks you off perks. Sober when I'm with him, yeah, I bet that hurts, huh? I gave him the green light. Only reason I was with him cause I was with him. Alrighty, the song you just heard is called Dumb Games by yours truly, Lexi. And great news about that song and kind of what inspired today's topic. That song, Dumb Games, got a placement in Love and Hip Hop. I know. Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh my God. That song has officially been placed in Love and Hip Hop, whichever Love and Hip Hop Safari is on. I'm not sure. So God is amazing. Thank you, Lord, for the placement. Shout out to Malik. He and I worked on this song and got it placed on Love and Hip Hop. So I'm really excited. And I said something before the camera started rolling. I'm not going to say it because I don't want to throw negativity into my own creations. But yeah, when it comes to me being a rapper, I don't feel like I'm really that good at it. But this song getting placed in Love and Hip Hop, it gives me a little bit of validation, you know? Even when I don't feel like I'm at my best, there's still people out there who want to hear me and they do find value in it. So I just think that's really interesting. And yeah, so that song got placed in Love and Hip Hop. I will give y'all information on which season and which episode as soon as I go back and look at the thing they told us, but I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say it. And I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say it, basically. So yeah, but you can find that song, other than that song getting placed on Love and Hip Hop, you can also find it on all streaming platforms. It's available on Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, YouTube. It's available everywhere. Search Lexi Dumb Games. It's going to be like a green square with the video game coins in the corners, and it says Dumb Games in like the video game font. So check that out, and congrats to me and Malik. Very excited. A couple more announcements before we get into the topic. The next virtual coffee date is going to be Sunday, April 7th at 12 o'clock. I might change that to 3 p.m. depending on what people are telling me their schedules are. But the next virtual coffee date, April 7th. Okay, April 7th. That's the first Sunday of the month. And currently working on setting up an in-person coffee date either this upcoming weekend in Atlanta or the next weekend. So if anyone is following me on Instagram at LexiATL, then stay tuned for what we're doing with that. Last couple announcements. Again, I am trying my best to keep Lex Chats as short as possible. 30 minutes or less is my goal. And also, I'm moving Lex Chats from the Lexi YouTube page, and all of my Lex Chats are now going to be on my Lexi Likes page. Okay, so Lexi Likes Podcasting, Lex Chat will be on the Lexi Likes channel. So y'all, please take note of that. Please go show that channel some love on YouTube. I've decided to do this because I do want Lexi to be all about the music and all about the artistry. And I don't want to confuse people. I don't want people to dig through videos to see, you know, where is Lexi singing? Even though things are separated into playlists, you know, you gotta make things easy for people who don't read and don't poke around, because unfortunately, people get distracted, I guess. I would like to give my audience more credit and think that, you know, y'all would be smart enough to find things through the playlist, but the goal is to make things as easily accessible as possible. So that's what we're doing with that. So go to Lexi Likes. You can do YouTube at Lexi Likes, LexCLikes, and find the episodes. If you want to watch the videos for Lex Chat, you can find that on that channel. So now let's get into today's topic. So the title of this episode is called Why You Must Always Be Working and Creating Music, especially if you are working in music as a full-time career. This is your main means of paying your bills, right? And like I said, the song Dumb Games is kind of an inspiration for this topic. Now, I got a few sections I want to get through. So my three main points: nothing happens overnight, projects get delayed all the time, and the industry pays slow. So let's get into this chat, okay? Why should you always be working and creating in music? One, because nothing happens overnight. So there's a huge misconception around entertainment and people going viral and the perceived success that somebody has once you start seeing them pop up all over the place. So there's very much this perception that somebody blew up overnight. Like, the term overnight success is really, in 2024, nobody should be using that term anymore, especially since with entertainment specifically, a lot of the smoke and mirrors is being exposed in the industry. But overall, the perception is that someone is an overnight success. And I just want to let you know that there's no such thing as an overnight success, okay? Nothing happens overnight. By the time you are seeing something, that something has been in the works for a year, sometimes years at a time before you actually see it. A really great example of this, which is not in my notes, but what popped into my mind is, so Beyonce, right? Fairly recently, man, I can't believe that was last August already. Gosh, time is just going by so quickly. But I saw Beyonce's Renaissance tour when she came to Atlanta. And then a few months later, she released it in movie theaters and I went to go see it. And in the film, the Renaissance film, Beyonce mentions that it took 4 years to plan Renaissance. So I don't know if she meant the music and tour or just the tour, but the result of what we see in the Renaissance tour, that took 4 years of planning. And so when you hear a big artist like Beyonce saying that it took 4 years to plan a tour that probably spanned, 6 to 9 months, but it's like her highest, it's like the highest grossing tour in history. And I actually crunched the numbers on this. There was a whole debate on Twitter that I was a part of where people were trying to say that they keep trying to pit these ladies against each other. They keep trying to say that Taylor Swift made more money than Beyonce, or that Elton John made more money than this Renaissance tour, but I crunched the numbers myself using the numbers that were provided for like total. Was it total? It was total for each tour. And what people were trying to say was that like a Taylor Swift or an Elton John, or I think Guns N' Roses made more money on tour. But what I was more interested in is how much money was made per show. And per show, Beyonce was making like $10 million per show of her Renaissance tour, which is way more impactful to me versus, so Beyonce did 6 to 9 months on the road, right? These other artists were on the road for like 2 years. So I just don't think it's comparable. But anyway, not to get too off topic, Beyonce took 4 years to plan that tour and executed it over a 6 to 9 month time period. So that example alone, she's the greatest entertainer of our time living right now, right? That should give you enough of an insight to know that nothing happens overnight. When this big superstar Beyonce is telling you that as many resources as she has, it takes 4 years to plan a successful tour, okay? So I also want to give you some examples of things that I've experienced personally for why I know that nothing happens overnight. So in the intro, I played you the song Dumb Games, and this one actually happened a lot quicker than other examples that I have, but this is probably the shorter time span. So Dumb Games, that song was recorded back in October of 2023, and I got the announcement at the end of February of 2024 that it got placed into Love and Hip Hop. So like roughly 4 months time, right? From the time that the song was created to the time that it actually got placed. And gotta give a special shout out to Malik again and Champagne Breakfast for being the publishers that brokered that deal and got that placement. They shopped it for us. So that 4 months, that's how long it took to get some success on that song, right? The next example I want to give you is a song I did with Gray Keys called I Understand. That record, okay, that record, we recorded that back in 2022, which I think is when I had first met Gray Keys. We met virtually, but I think that's when I first met Gray Keys. And I Understand was recorded in 2022. It did not get placed into the movie The Comeback until like the end of 2023 or mid 2023. But basically it took a whole year after the song was done, after it was released, before it got placed into that movie. And that's when my Shazams started going crazy on that song. And actually it took a little time, like I don't even think I had it released before we officially got the news that it would be placed. But the song was a year old at the time that it got placed into the movie, right? You could find The Comeback on Peacock. That's The Comeback featuring April Jones and Taye Diggs. And my song, Me and Gray Keys, that is on the soundtrack, okay? My other example for you is many of you have maybe or maybe not have seen me advertising, bringing awareness to a movie that I did, the movie called Fling, right? It's like a new black classic. It's a comedy available on Tubi and Amazon. I actually filmed that movie over the span of like 3 or 4 days back in 2020, okay? And then we were working on getting it edited, and I guess distribution companies were telling the director, this needs to be a little bit longer. So in 2021, we did another 1 day shoot for me and the character of Nikki to add an additional scene. So we filmed that movie 3 or 4 years ago, but y'all are just now seeing Fling in 2024. It's just now got put up onto movie streaming platforms, onto Tubi and Amazon Prime. So that right there is one of the greatest examples in my personal experience that I can give you for debunking the myth that such thing as an overnight success exists. It doesn't. It just so happens that a lot of the things I was working on over time, they have like compiled and they've compounded, and it looks like a lot of things are releasing for me in 2024. Another example that I just thought of, right? I did this song called Energizer Bunny with Afrobeats artist called Blake. His name is Blake of Fresh Tag ENT. Fresh Tag ENT, that's his group, right? We did that song like 3 or 4 years ago. Maybe not that long, maybe 2-3 years ago. We did that song 2 or 3 years ago and he just now put it out and we're just now in talks of doing a music video for it, okay? Like, nothing happens overnight. Nothing happens overnight. And the reason why you should always be constantly working if you're doing music as a career, because things like this happen all the time. Like, the timeline in music is so weird a lot of times. There's so many moving pieces that have to be considered before projects are released, before things can be put out there for the public eye. And so the reason why I'm saying this is because I don't want you to put all your eggs in one basket, one song, one project, one release, okay? As an artist, I'm telling you, you need to constantly be working. And this is a reminder for me as well. Like, I'm doing okay right now. Towards the end of 2023, I wasn't really trying to do anything, but I was still working, still like pushing myself, you know? But even when I am not trying to do music for myself, I'm still like, what's the example that I have? So I wasn't necessarily writing music for me, and I'm still not necessarily writing music for me, but I've been roped into a couple of projects. So I have a collaboration album coming out with a rapper, with two rappers, and possibly three. I just got to get back to the third one, but it's going to be me and El Cardi coming out with a whole project. And then there's me and Sean King coming out with an EP. And then I need to get back to Trey Peace, but Trey and I are supposed to do a collaboration. But so I wasn't writing for me alone, but I was still working on these other projects. And even though I wasn't doing music necessarily for myself, I was still doing like sync projects, okay? So sync projects, and I just realized my face was being covered this whole time. So sync projects, right? That's the example for Dumb Games. That song was specifically created because the company, the sync licensing company that I work for, they needed that type of song. So I wouldn't say that it was for me, but it was me still working in music. And now we got the placement, right? So as an artist, you should always be working, because the timelines on these things is very frustrating. Like, there's no set timeline in entertainment the way that there would be in like regular corporate spaces. So don't expect every project or song to come out as soon as you are done with it. And the reasons for the delays, I gave you some of those reasons as far as the industry being slow, right? But the reason why there are so many delays is because I would say rollouts are being planned, right? So here's another example I'll give you. And the example of the project that me and Maurice Beats did, right? We did a full album called Love Reset. Those songs were recorded a year before that album was released. So we had a bunch of songs, but then when we made the decision to do an album, we still had to decide which songs are going to be on the album. And then we had to go through a mixing process. I had to re-record some things. I had to review the songs and add some things if we were missing elements. Like, there were a few songs that he wanted me to go back and add some background vocals because it sounded too bare compared to the rest of the song. There were other parts where I felt like I could have sang something better, so I re-recorded. I also added a few songs because I felt like I didn't have certain elements to the album, right? So a lot of those songs were done a year before the album was even released. So we had to review and finalize those songs. I mixed them, I mastered them, put the track list together, what order are they gonna be? And then the photography for the cover art had to be done, shoot that, edit the cover art, and then decide what the release date is. So it's so many moving parts that went into releasing that project, right? And then the rollout, I did a giveaway, maybe a month or two before the album came out, written press, okay? And then I did video press. I did my own interview And I did 1 minute snippets explaining the songs and the inspirations behind the songs, right? To get people excited about the release. And then the album came out. So that process of reviewing the songs, mix master, blah, 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 probably took like 6 to 8 months, up to a year before we actually released it onto streaming and then got physical albums pressed up, because I also had to convert whatever art I had to be able to fit onto CD templates. You know what I mean? So that's a whole process. Rollouts can be why something is pushed back. So you may finish the songs today, but then you have to hammer out a plan for how this is going to be released and how we're going to bring awareness to this project, to this music. Where are we going to release it? Are we going to tie it to any music, any movies? Are we going to tie it to any TV shows, etc., etc., right? Another reason why things get delayed is because, like I said, there's so many moving pieces. You're dealing with everyone's schedules and you're dealing with everyone else's timelines. And you have to remember that everyone has a life outside of music. So I mentioned with Love Reset, right? The recording, the mixing, the mastering, the cover art. I haven't even gotten to the music video, y'all. I haven't done the music video yet. So on my part, that's a money thing, okay? But when it comes to the music video, right, I'll give you another example. So the song Energizer Bunny, I don't even want to give specific examples. So I'll give you another example though, right? So I guess I go ahead and do it. Why am I struggling so much with this? But anyway, so a videographer that we want to use, right? We want to use a specific videographer, but the person is going through some health issues. So we have to wait to do the music video for this song because we want to make sure that the guy we want to work with is going to be available. So we're at the mercy of his schedule and the mercy of his health and what's going on in his life, right? You have, luckily for me, I mix and I master and I know how to do some basic graphic design. So a lot of Love Reset did not have to wait on other people. A lot of that did not have to wait on other people. It was really nice just working just me and Maurice. That's only two people to worry about, right? And we did all this stuff like remote. But if I'm a regular artist, right, a standard artist, the only thing an artist does is record the song. But you need an engineer to record the song. So is the engineer available for you to record the song, right? And then you need someone to mix it. Can the mix engineer start mixing your project as soon as you've done finishing your recordings, right? Or does that mix engineer have other projects ahead of you that they have to get rid of first, that they have to finish first before they can get to your project? And then you have mastering engineers. Does the mastering engineer have any projects before your project? I'm sorry, y'all. My speech sometimes gets messed up these days. I don't know what that's about. I'll go to the doctor and figure it out. But sometimes my speech gets kind of slow. So I'm sorry if I slur. I'm sorry if my pronunciation of things gets a little weird. Anyway, does the mastering engineer have projects ahead of you? How long will it be before they can get to your project? If you have someone who you need to go to a photographer to do your cover art, when is that photographer available to do a session with you? And then how long is it going to take for you, for women, to get our hair, nails, makeup, outfit? We got to come up with a concept with the videographer. All of these things take time. Same thing with a videographer. So that was the photographer. Same thing with a videographer. You got to come up and plan these concepts. Like you can just do things and it will definitely turn out a certain way. But if you want it to turn out a different way, a certain way, a particular way, then there's a lot of planning that has to be done. And in that planning, you have to consider everyone's schedules, everyone's timelines. What does everyone have going on outside of this thing that we're all converging on, right? Each of those people have lives outside of doing whatever commission for your one project. So I gave you one example of a videographer having some health issues, so we're having to postpone doing a music video, right? Another example I'll give you is I did a writing camp a month or two or three ago, and the person who organized it, we're supposed to be, you know, mixing and mastering the songs and putting them out, but they've been going through family health issues and scares and, you know, threats of property being lost. So they've been dealing with a lot. And so that's been slowing down the process of getting all that stuff done, right? Another example I'll give you is I did a collaboration with an artist, and we've had this song done for like 4 or 5 years, legit, like 4 or 5 years, and it still has not been released. I'm not the lead artist on the song, so it's not within my power to release it. I have to wait on him to release it, you know? And I don't know why it hasn't been released yet. He says he's going to, but, you know, that's not for me to decide because I'm not the lead artist on that song. So it's at his discretion, right? Another example I'll give you is a TV show that I'm supposed to be a part of, right? The lead actress decided she doesn't want to do it anymore. So now the production has to go through a new recasting process to find a new lead actress. And we're going to have to go back and refilm some of the scenes that were shot because they were shot with her. She doesn't want to do it anymore. So now we got to recast, and that's going to cost money to do, right? So the main reason why there's usually so many delays and stuff is centered around money. Entertainment is really expensive to be a part of. Most artists, to include myself, most artists struggle with the budget aspect of being a part of music, the budget aspect of being an artist. It's really expensive. And that leads me to my last point, right? The industry pays slow. So why don't you want to put all your eggs in one basket? Because, for example, with the one song where I'm waiting for the lead artist to drop this stuff, imagine that I was waiting on a payout, right? I can't get paid until the song gets released, all right? It's not going to generate anything until it gets released. Unless I was paid a fee up front, which might have been a few hundred dollars. Imagine I only get a few hundred dollars and I'm waiting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years for something to be released, for the opportunity, for a chance that it will generate enough income for me to see a sizable check. That's frustrating, right? The industry pays slow. So the standard pay schedule in the music industry is you get paid quarterly every 3 months, all right? 3, 6, 9, 12. You get paid quarterly, Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4. That's slow. So if I did a job in January, February, March, I'm not going to see the money till the end of March, beginning of April, right? And then, like I said, you won't even begin to generate income from a project until it's released. And releases can take 1 to 3 years or more after you finished your particular part of the project, right? And I want to give an honorable mention to labels because they don't really pay. They don't be trying to pay. Labels don't be trying to pay. These big situations that everybody strives to be a part of, you would do better to stick with your local artist, to stick with the smaller artists, because there's a better business practice. There's better business culture at that level versus the big name labels. Unless you yourself are also a big name, labels, and I have experience with this, those bigger situations will try to screw you out of money. They will try to not pay you up front. They will try to write you off of the credits so that you won't get anything up front and you won't get anything on the back end because they'll try to screw you out of those things. So that's another honorable mention, right? So a lot of people think that, oh, Lex, 2024 is a big year for you. And yes, it is. But only because it just so happens that I have so many things releasing in 2024 that I worked on years ago. Okay, so the reason why you as an artist need to continue to be working consistently and all the time is because you never know when these things are going to hit. You never know when these things are going to release. So you could have done something years ago and everything comes up in 2024. It looks like Lexi been going crazy. Lexi been working. And I have been. But y'all have no idea what the back catalog is looking like. You have no idea what other things are waiting to be released that have not been let out the chamber yet. I got a lot of things in the chamber. It just ain't been bust off yet. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that sounded weird or not, but that is why, as an artist, you should be constantly working. Always working, always creating in music. These are my reasons. I hope that you enjoyed it. Make sure you like, share, comment, subscribe, okay? Become a patron, patreon.com/LexiATL to support me even further. Remember that the next coffee date is Sunday, April 7th. And remember to subscribe to the YouTube channel Lexi Likes so that you can see the video of Lex Chat and all the other fun stuff that I do, the fitness, the finance, the reading. Everything is going to be condensed into Lexi Likes, and my Lexi page will strictly be for Lexi the artist. But thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you enjoyed this chat. Let me know in the comment section what you loved about it down below. Until next time, my name is Lexi. Peace. Now it's all yours. You ain't gotta stalk me on the gram. What you big mad for? When I know you with him, I don't be stressing because I got too much to do. And I think you take him too serious. Don't let that nigga tell you what he want, he delirious. Yeah, he fucking, but he don't pay bills, right? Pulling up to the table, no meals, right? Yeah, why the fuck is you stressing? Get what you want, give that nigga a lesson. Play dumb games, win.